Genesis, chapter 43. And the famine was intense in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spoke to him, saying, The man did solemnly protest to us, saying, You will not see my face, except your brother be with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, for the man said to us, You will not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Why did you deal so ill with me, as to tell the man whether you had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked straitly concerning ourselves, and concerning our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have you another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words, Could we in any wise know that he would say, Bring your brother down? And Judah said to Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live, and not die, both we, and you, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him, of my hand you will require him, if I don't bring him to you, and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely we would have now returned a second time. And their father Israel said to them, If it is so now, do this, take of the choice fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down to the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spicery and myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And take double the silver in your hand, and the silver that was returned in the mouth of your sacks carry again in your hand, perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again to the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release to you your other brother and Benjamin. And if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double the silver in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, Bring the men into the house, and slay, and make ready, for the men will dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, Because of the silver that was returned in our sacks at the first time, we are brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall on us, and take us for slaves, and our donkeys. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they spoke to him at the door of the house. And said, Oh, my lord, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the lodging place, that we opened our sacks, and, look, every man's silver was in the mouth of his sack, our silver in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other silver we have brought down in our hand to buy food, we don't know who put our silver in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you, don't be afraid, your God, and the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks, I had your silver. And he brought Simeon out to them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house, and gave them water, and they washed their feet. And he gave their donkeys fodder. And they made ready the present against Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed down themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he yet alive? And they said, Your slave our father is well, he is yet alive. And they bowed the head, and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw Benjamin his brother, his mother's son, and said, Is this your youngest brother, of whom you spoke to me? And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. And Joseph hurried, for his heart yearned over his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber, and wept there. And he washed his face, and came out, and he refrained himself, and said, Set on bread. And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians, that ate with him, by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is disgusting to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one with another. And he took and sent messes to them from before him, but Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank, and were merry with him.